today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Man, I want some new... No, I need some new music.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, intern Sam, and all the listeners. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden with my January new music picks. I've listened to a couple of albums that I think will be on my top 10 list when the year end comes. And I have to choose between them. I think it might be a case where maybe they switch sides or switch places when I sum up 2026, but that's about 12 months away. So here we go. When I picked my favorite album of the year for 2025, I went with Natalie Bergman. For January new music favorite album, I will go with Amanda Bergman. They're not related whatsoever, I don't think, because Amanda, she lives about an hour from where I live. She's been in the Swedish supergroup Amazon. She's played under other monikers like Idiot Wind. She used to be married to Tallest Man on Earth. They're not married anymore. She's now married to Pontus, who is a musician as well. And he produces and mixes and stuff for her album. And he does it so well. Her album is called Embrace Me for a Second as We Die, which is a fantastic album title, I think. And if you could please play the fantastic closer, The Moon in E Minor. Cheers. Just play with the moon in E minor. Now, for my song of the month, I'll pick that song from the other album that I've listened a lot to. And that is the fresh release from Courtney Marie Andrews. I picked her album Old Flowers as my album of the year 2020. She's now back with her new album Valentine. And it's a really, really, really great album, and it'll be interesting to see where I put it on the all year list next year. So if you could play my favorite song from January, that would be Magic Touch.
Waiting by this Hollywood pool like a sad bird of paradise. Your love is sweeter.
So, for my cheeky pick for the cover of January 2026, I'm going with, there are two pretty good contenders here. Matt Berninger put out a very good cover of Blue Monday, the New Order song from like, what, 88 or something? But I would want to go with Jesper Lindell. I've picked him before, and now he's releasing a cover album, I think in March, maybe April. And the first single is a song called Drift Away. I think some of you know this song. If you watched the Springsteen film Deliver Me From Nowhere, this is the first song that is not a Springsteen song which is played in that film, when he goes to the cabin where he writes Nebraska. So written by Mentor Williams back in the 70s, I believe. So if you please play Drift Away by Jesper Lindell, and he sings it with Phil Campbell, whom I'd never heard of. I don't know who he is, but he can sing all right. So that's all for me for this month. Everyone take care, especially you guys in America. And talk to you next month. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light in the pouring. Oh, that's a game that I hate to lose. I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, get out of the big voice to soothe my soul. Wanna get lost in your rock and roll.
that I'm wasting time. Don't understand the things that I do. World outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through now.
Oh, get rid of the big boys soon.
Maybe they switch sides or switch places